Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Lincoln Live today is with Lancaster County Sheriff Terry Wagner. Good morning, Terry.
Good morning, Dale. How are you?
I'm doing well. I would have never thought, ever would have thought that windmill blades were a thing worth stealing. But that's the case. A 41-year-old Exeter man went to jail this week for listing stolen windmill blades on Craigslist. I'm a farm kid. I've never climbed a windmill, have no desire to have ever climbed a windmill, but for his purposes, I guess it's aftermarket, and there's a market for them. Before we get into that, was it as simple as your deputy searching windmill blades on Craigslist?
You know, not exactly, but, you know, I had the same thoughts you did Monday morning when I was reading reports, and there were 15 blades stolen off a windmill, and I thought, what? Why would somebody steal 15 blades off a windmill? Mm-hmm. And, you know, apparently it's very popular in some home decorating circles and certain motifs. So, you know, our deputies regularly search Craigslist and those kinds of things for stolen items that we've had, you know, stolen burglaries and thefts and that kind of thing. And, you know, in the farm category, there was an ad for windmill blades. And so, you know, the plan was, let's see if we can buy these windmill blades and then get them identified as the ones that came off of the windmill that were stolen. So we did that. And Tuesday afternoon, a deputy bought those blades. And then, you know, we had to work and ensure that those were the blades that had been stolen. And then on Wednesday, that ad was still up on Craigslist. And so another deputy called, would turn out to be Spencer Lyle, and asked him if he still had the blades. And he said he would the next day. He could only meet him the next day. And lo and behold, we had another theft of windmill blades up around 98th and I-80, just north of there. And so he was arrested then on Thursday for those two thefts of those blades. So
that's good work.
Yeah, it was interesting. It was one of those things I had not dreamed of before.
Terry, the farm kid comes out again. How in the world, most windmills that I've seen, they're rusty. They're old. Did he have a sawzall and just make quick business of it? How did he do it?
I'm not exactly sure. You know, the bolts and the nuts that held those blades on the windmill apparatus were rusty, but he was able to get those free and get them off there.
And $5,000 for 15 blades.
Yeah.
All right. Lancaster County Sheriff Terry Wagner with that story. That's how we start our conversation here on Lincoln Live. From there, let's go to the autopsy for Carly Schaaf. 2 months since the body of Carly Schaaf of Lincoln was found along the shore at Pawnee Lake. She went missing May 17th, found on June 10th. Share your insight, Terry, into why there has been no autopsy report.
Well, you know, there are two phases to the autopsy. There's the gross autopsy, obviously the examination of the body by the pathologist for any outward signs of cause of death or manner of death. And then there's the microscopic, the toxicology and those kinds of things to determine, you know, the total picture of what caused this individual's death. Those tests are sometimes easier to perform than others. And it just depends upon, you know, the condition of the deceased and a number of other environmental factors. And, you know, in this case, it's just taking a bit longer. And then once those toxicology results go back to the pathologist, they've got to evaluate those results with the rest of the information that they've gained from the gross autopsy and then report those to us and the county attorney. So I am not concerned that it's been 8 weeks. 4 to 6 weeks is the normal turnaround time on toxicology. 8 weeks is, it's a little longer, but it's not concerning.
No, and I want to draw listeners back to that statistic that you said, 4 to 6 weeks for toxicology. Even in a good case, it's about a month. I mean, toxicology takes more time, just generally speaking, let alone something that's a little more complicated as the Carly Schaaf autopsy.
That's correct. And a lot of times we'll get preliminary autopsy results, and then it's usually conditional or pending, the toxicology report. So, they're very important with developing that entire picture of why this person died. So, it certainly is an active investigation. And once we determine what the manner and the cause of death is, then, the investigation can move forward.
Next place we go is Windcrest Winery, a problematic place to drink wine. Deputies were called to the winery at least 10 times the past 4 months, including 8 times in July, and wine wasn't the problem. The owner was.
Yeah, this is another one of those situations that was pretty bizarre. Apparently, the owners of Windcrest Winery sold the winery to somebody else. They moved out of state. It's a lease purchase agreement kind of thing. And a Hastings woman entered into that contract with the owners and then started hiring people to run the winery for her. A dispute ensued between the manager of the winery, who was hired by this woman, and overpayment and a number of other items. It just kept escalating. And then finally, a couple of weeks ago, the woman, texted the manager and said, playtime is over, and discharged a .38 caliber revolver. So obviously deputies were detailed up there. The woman was arrested for terrorist threats and trying to get the whole situation resolved. And I think that it is now. Our calls for service have stopped, and hopefully that business relationship will end.
Sheriff Terry Wagner with me on Lincoln Live. Talk about this mobile trailer that you'd like to buy with money from the Department of Homeland Security.
This is the mobile camera trailer. When we have a large gathering, a large event, like Frog Fest is a good example, we can take that trailer out there. It's got a pneumatic mast on it that goes up 30 or 40 feet. It'll have a camera on it, and we can kind of monitor the crowd, a large crowd, from our mobile command post. So it's usually for those kinds of events that it gives us a big picture of what's going on. When you're on the ground and in a crowd of 5,000 people, you can only see about 10 feet in front of you. So this gives us a big picture and helps us direct our resources more effectively.
How is it handled now? By deputies on the ground?
Well, it is handled by deputies on the ground, and then we have a command post there and just rely on folks that are attending to alert us to any issues, and then we respond. And so this is a little bit more proactive approach. If we can see the issue before somebody has to try to find a deputy to get the problem taken care of.
Do drones help in a case like this?
Well, they do, but according to FAA regulations, you can't fly a drone over crowds of people, and then they have a very limited flight time. They're battery powered, and so 20 to 30 minutes is about the extent of their flight time. So it's not as useful as you might think.
When will you know if you get the trailer and the technology inside?
I believe we have already the contract has been signed by the county board, it's on order now. So we should have that, I would guess, in the next 60 days.
All right. In the time we have left with Sheriff Wagner, I want to talk about recruiting, because I've spoken with Fire Chief Engler, and he's recruiting firefighters, EMTs, and paramedics. Acting Police Chief Jackson recruiting. Both public safety sectors strongly encouraging females to sign up. LSO is recruiting. How many female staff, Terry, do you have in your office and out on the streets?
You know, we have about 10% of our staff that are female. We'd certainly like to increase that number, as well as our number of diverse applicants. But right now we just need applicants. Our applicant pool has dropped dramatically over the last 2 years. And so, we're trying a number of different strategies to attract folks to work here and to not leave here. That's the other component, is the retention is equally as important as the recruiting. You're looking at almost a year from the time we start advertising for deputy sheriffs to when that deputy gets on the street. It's almost a year. So it puts us behind the eight ball for that period of time. For instance, right now, we are at full strength on paper, but nine of those deputies are someplace in that training pipeline. And so they'll start plugging those vacancies as they come out of their training cycles. But it puts a hardship on the rest of the office. Shifts are short staffed sometimes. Overtime is mandated at times. And so it's really important to try to get those folks and keep them.
You have some great experienced officers and deputies and people on your staff, and that's great, but there will be a time when they want to retire, when they're due retirement. And so with fewer people coming forward, those who do taking a year to train, you got to get them up to speed quickly. It's not just the sheriff's office. It isn't rural law enforcement. It's, as I mentioned, Chief Engler, Fire Chief Engler is having an issue with public safety in the fire department, and Acting Chief Jackson, trouble nationwide finding law enforcement officers.
You know, I think one of the common denominators between all three operations is their 24-hour operations. Mm-hmm. And so, with the job vacancies as low as they are, if people don't want to work midnight shift, don't want to work weekends, there are a lot of jobs available that are 8 to 4:30 Monday through Friday, and that's an important draw for a lot of people.
Terry, it'll be September the next time you and I talk.
Yeah, Labor Day will be behind us.
Labor Day will be behind us. I remember when it was Memorial Day and we were kicking off the summer season. Now we're going to wrap it up with Labor Day. So we'll talk next month. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks, Dale. Appreciate it.
Lancaster County Sheriff Terry Wagner with me on Lincoln Live.